Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Today's perk deal will make you shout, Oppa! Get admission and a meal ticket to the Memphis Greek Festival for only $10. Get your deal at GetMyPerks.com.
Stay down for whatever, forever hustle with my misfit homes. And soon you gon' see, just I grow this be once we get rich. Till then it's back to hustling with my misfits. Deep on the creep, 50 souls tucked under the prom.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis team at the real estate agency is here to help you. They want to get you in your new home. They want to help you make the most money for your old home. Make dreams come true. They did that for Jason, out here changing lives. They're doing it because they know the market. They're the experts. They're going to list your home, price your home, market your home better than everybody else doing it. Reach out. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
It's not hyperbole. They did change my life. Got me out of a situation that for years I thought I wasn't going to be able to get out of. That's why I wasn't calling anybody. I said I'm going to have to pour thousands into this home just to be able to get it out on the market. Thank goodness it was Jennifer Carstensen and her team that I called, because what I got was, no, fool, all you got to do is this, 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 and this is what we're going to sell it for. You could have called me earlier. Don't wait, especially in this market. You stand to make a lot more now than I certainly did 3.5 years ago. Heck, I was just happy to get out of the thing at zero. You want to get every dollar for your home that you can in this market, because you can get quite a few, and maybe more than you think, probably thousands more. Call them up, 625-5200. Again, that number, 625-5200. They are the best at what they do, so why not have the best? I'll tell you what, it makes your rest a lot easier. There's no question about it, and it's going to be a success story like it's been for everybody we've sent over there. They're fantastic. 625-5200. Can't sing their praises loud enough. Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency. Every day at this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies moving on to game 6 in San Francisco. John, what's the early lines? Did I see 8.5?
8.5.
Lord have mercy.
Hammer.
Disrespectful.
Hammer. Riley tuition game.
John Martin says hammer it. Even I say, man, might put a couple shekels on that one.
That's a Riley tuition game, big fella.
Yeah, for you, it's a Riley tuition game. For me, it's a $2 game, looking like I can turn 2 into 4, whatever it's going to be. Either way, we're all looking forward to it, and we've made the point, man. It doesn't have to be. It might not take a miracle speech from John, you know, pushing us to 6-0. Might just take
so I'm off.
Dominate. If you want to be, I don't think Tony's going to be very happy if you do.
Connor, he is really trying to, like, he is trying to disparage my speeches,
dude,
and now he's trying to take me off the case.
I'm the one that literally said in the open, and oh, yeah, everybody give John Martin a pat on the butt. He's 5-0 with the speeches. What more do you want?
That's pretty impressive, though. You got to admit, 5-0 going back to the Timberwolves series.
It's amazing. It's been the one consistent.
That's right.
In a series that's been up and down.
A staple.
Well, it
also
truly has.
Z's fro, 2-0.
Oh, Zaire's fro. That looked good last night.
What was
the first one?
Minnesota
series
or something? Minnesota or something. Somebody told me it was 2-0, so I'm going to believe him.
We'll take it. He played well, looked good
he
again.
He was free.
Looked like NBA Street out there.
Yeah, I would play that. I'd play that way all the time. Play free and liberated. The other news that's come out since the Grizzlies won is that your man, we mentioned it with Scalabrine, Zachary Z. Kleiman, ZZ Kleiman, like I like to call him, your NBA Basketball Executive of the Year. He is the youngest to win it at 33 years old, the second to do it with the Grizzlies organization. Of course, Jerry West in 2003-2004 was named Executive of the Year, and nobody more deserving, I would say.
Yeah, I mean,
for a team that's finished second, again, with Ja Morant missing a large chunk of the season. And it wasn't just Ja, you had Dylan Brooks out for significant portions.
Yep.
Like, what are we talking about here? To be where this team finished and as ahead of schedule as it is, I thought it was a great and well-deserved honor.
You know, one of the weird things that we have seen, and by the way, 100%.
16 of 29 first place votes, by the way.
The timing is perfect because you just mollywopped the Warriors.
Without Ja.
I mean.
Couldn't be more perfect. Yeah. You're dead on.
Getting Desmond Bane at 30. He has 24 last night.
Brandon Clark was back energy-wise in the series.
He engineered the Marcus Gasol trade, right? He gets credit for that one,
yes.
Even though he wasn't officially installed.
No, who was it? Wendy came on and said he had assumed control at that point of that season by that trade deadline.
And then you flip Jonas into Zaire Williams. So, yeah, he's been fantastic for the Memphis Grizzlies. I will say one of the things, and I know you've noticed this.
It's mistake is justice, right?
And that was
kinda,
a low
and
cost.
And you would say very low.
Yeah, it's a low stakes.
Low risk, low stakes mistake.
Yeah. You know, that was just a home run swing.
Everything else has literally been like a home run, though. You don't hit like that.
Have y'all noticed one of the weird things that's accompanied this run is like these strange, out of nowhere Twitter accounts will just tweet you and like with a.
Yeah, I got one last night.
Like, it'll just be like, big game from Ja Morant.
Make sure you remember.
Yeah, like tagging us in photos and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Where's that coming from, the gifts and stuff.
I have no idea.
What's going on?
Because you're a social media maven. Like, I figure you might have an answer.
Are these Chinese
for
bots?
I pop in and out. During Grizzlies games, you can find me.
You go viral and then you get out.
I'm in and out.
You tweet, viral, get out.
You can't see the comments. You cannot look at the comments.
Oh, I respect that.
It'll send you into a spiral. You got to mute people. I think I got all Warriors Twitter muted.
Yeah, like Tony Maslin. I've never heard from this guy. He's never tweeted me in his life.
I figured it was a bot.
There's got to be some bots.
It's some kind of Russian bot.
Or Vietnamese or something, like where it's just, you know, they're not from America. They're foreign.
A lot of French stuff.
Really?
Like, I think there's a big Grizz fandom in France. So I get a lot of just like, I don't know what you're saying, but you're with us. So
I think there might just be NBA fans.
I think you have a French following. These are some bots. These are some fake bots doing this kind of work.
Right. His bio is nomad and Renaissance man.
Right. It's weird.
Like, that's not a normal. I need to change my bio, I guess. I didn't start seeing these until the Grizzlies started like really rolling, you know. At the end of the regular season, and then
it's a different kind of rolling too. Even when you went to the West Conference Finals, this is something that the rest of the NBA has sort of hooked into as this is the next big thing.
Yeah, because
back then you were going against sort of the league.
You were the
in terms of the way you played. Yes. Well put.
Now it's Hulu has live TV.
Man, how about Ja on that thing?
Or live sports? What is it? Hulu has live sports.
Live TV,
live
I think
sports,
it says now,
yeah.
Right? Hadn't it switched over?
Now it says Hulu has live TV?
I think Ja said live TV.
I was so excited to see him
on the couch. It's only growing more. With that, the Beats by Dre commercial with Lil Baby.
He says Hulu has live TV.
By the way, my son's martial arts teacher, you can't tell, but he's the third person in that Lil Baby Ja Beats by, there's a ninja in the,
that's him?
They wanted a ninja because of Ja.
Oh, really?
So they got my son's martial arts trainer's son, who went to Memphis, by the way, is a graduate. He's doing all the hand movements and stuff. You see it real fast.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the point. Yeah, man, Ja, just, it's, isn't it great just to see him blow up
It is great. And the good news for you, too, is that,
he's going to have his own shoe.
You always talk about, you know, how cheap those martial arts classes are. That price about to go up. There ain't no doubt about it.
He could raise it up on me.
And
I would pay it because it's been that good.
Signing autographs at class.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this, but because you may disagree because you usually, you know, you do with me.
Brad says we'd keep it combative.
Yeah. I thought last night.
Not true.
And Connor, you can certainly weigh in too. I thought last night was an all-time Memphis sports moment.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, to be up 55. And the way that I characterize it is that, and the reason why I characterize, I'm not saying it's the best. I'm not saying it's the number one.
You said all-time Memphis sports. You're not even just, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're putting that with everything
we've
ever had.
Everything ever happened. Absolutely. Because you will remember that forever. You will remember being up 55 points at home. You don't think so?
I mean, yeah, but when we refer to it.
It'll be the game five where you were up on the Warriors by 55 and they quit in the third quarter with Steph and Klay and Draymond. I'm not saying it's number one. I'm not saying it's number two.
But how many times will we harken back to it if you lose the series 4-2?
Yeah, I mean,
how many times will we look back on it so fondly and say, "There was, do you remember?
I think you
do
could.
Do you remember game
I,
five
I think you
in,
could.
In that series we lost 4-2?
I think you could. I think you could look back on that moment. It's like it's a franchise record. The Grizzlies will never be up 55 points in a playoff game ever again.
No, what I will give you is that for this, and I think, you know, Harrington and Jeff touched on this too, is that for this group, yeah, if you want to put it among greatest that we've seen from this group, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like to be whooping down the former champions that, who by the way, I don't think will be the champions this year.
Agreed.
That could add to it too. It's one thing if you're harkening back to a moment where you whoop the champs by you were up 55 at one point on them. It's another thing if they just go on and sort of fizzle out against the Phoenix Suns. All I'm saying is, win game seven, and we're talking about all-time Memphis moments.
Well, game
right?
seven just, will be the all-time moment. It'll take this. It'll take the place of this one. I'm just saying.
Well, when you put it up with everything we've seen,
well,
to
let's
me,
talk.
I'm sorry. Excuse
well,
me, but
should
it felt
apologize.
Like it made me feel like Memphis sports awfully small that we're talking about a game five win to make it 3-2 as one of the biggest
win.
Moments ever.
It's
excuse
not a,
me.
It's not winning it's game a, five. It's the it's
like
being
you've been
up,
to the Western Conference Finals. You've
it's
been,
the fashion.
You've been to the national championship game. Like I just
yeah,
can't.
But you made the Western Conference Finals and you didn't win a single game, right? You didn't win one game. You got swept in the Western Conference Finals.
But it was advancing there. It
sure.
was that whole run.
Not,
you will give me
that. I'm
not
putting
that.
It that above
was,
that. I'm not
huge.
Putting it above
you
that.
You can't. You can't.
But
that was huge for
but
the—
But you're saying that there's not room for this to be in the all, like the I'm, pantheon of great Memphis sports moments?
There's absolutely room. There won't be if they win. If it goes to a game seven, you realize it will go down the—
Yeah.
It will go down the ladder then if there's
100%.
A game seven. That's why it's—
Yeah, I was not trying to say it was the number one greatest. I don't— I'm just saying, like, it's
again,
one of those moments that we will— You know, you will always remember and think back. It's just an all-time fun moment in Memphis sports, you know?
I think, you know, when the Detroit Pistons wouldn't shake the Bulls' hands after you, it was the passing of the torch in real essence in that, you know, you would hit up against this more veteran team and finally the team that, you know, had looked young, got the superstar that's coming, it's coming, it's coming, had gotten over the hump, and Detroit didn't want to shake their hand. That was the moment for me that mm-hmm. was, okay, and that's going to happen
mm-hmm.
for the Grizzlies at some point against Golden State, could be game seven mm-hmm. of this series, that to me will be the moment that you put up there. But remember, then you got a Western Conference Finals, should you do it. Then you're going to have a final.
Absolutely.
So it's just, it feels so early in the process. That's why I think it's fair, because it does feel— Even though it's not Western Conference Finals, this feels different
mm-hmm.
than Core Four. That's it. I'm just saying, there's going to be so many big ones
right.
that by the time we're done, it's going to be lower.
Do you think
it's going to be lower? Is that fair?
Well, no. 100%.
So I'm just not. I'm not overboard.
Like,
about
we never ranked it. You know, like we didn't rank it. All I'm saying is that if you pulled 15 all-time Memphis sports moments, I think it's going to be in there, being up 55 in an elimination game.
15 is a lot. 15 is a lot. I might give you 15.
Job,
15 is not top 10. 15
you know,
is not top five.
But you can have. You could have lots of all-time
Absolutely,
Memphis
I think it
sports
would be
moments.
Top,
you know, I mean,
be in the top 15.
Is it bigger than going to the Cotton Bowl? Probably not.
No.
But again, you were up 55. Like, so that's the thing I keep coming back to. You were up 55, and the Warriors just tapped out. Like, you can say forever, you can be on your deathbed in 70 years. You know, or 100 or whatever. And you can say, in 2022.
It's going to be when you take it from them.
On like May 11th.
Like,
no,
I
agree.
I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stand Draymond doing the whoop that trick thing.
You didn't like it?
I think it's so weak. I think it is so weak on his part. He's telling you, he literally said it in the words.
He's patronizing.
That we got 100%.
He's patronizing.
He told you in the words, you got to be able to take it too. Brother, that's not taking it. What Klay said afterwards to me was how they should feel. They wanted to come in here and close out the younger team.
Absolutely.
They're this championship team, right? This team that's it still wants to be, still thinks it is. You put away a young team that
yes.
doesn't have its superstar.
Absolutely.
And you could hear the frustration, and you could see it in his quotes. But with him and with Steph, there's still just this dismissiveness.
Uh-huh.
This y'all still aren't a threat.
Yep.
The only reason they could do it is because they had a cushion.
Yep.
And I just guarantee you, they feel threatened, those two. But look at the way they're playing it. I respect Klay more because I think that's how they
he
truly feel.
Yeah.
He kept it real.
No, because here's the thing that I reject.
That's what you
all
do when you feel threatened, right?
And
you try to act like you're not.
I was disappointed in the TNT crew for not keeping it real on this, because this is a team that we know is old. They are an old team.
But they keep applying the same old narrative that they'll just find a yes. way because they got that championship yes. DNA. It's a little bit what Scal applied today about the whole value and possessions thing.
What do they want? They want rest. They want to be done with this series.
100%. Clay told you that.
Yes.
They wanted to be done.
So I reject any notion for a single second that they did not come in here with the intention of closing out this series yeah. without Ja Morant. They didn't want to extend this into Friday.
That Draymond thing was so fake. It was so fake. Do not let he's trying to show you that they don't feel threatened. It's the same thing with Steph. But you don't try to show, you don't put on that facade mm-hmm. unless you are.
Yes.
And I think they clearly, John, just think about, you talk about the psychology, you're asking Brian the question. Just think about the side of Steph watching this,
mm-hmm.
right? You barely beat him without Ja. Look what it took, right? Last game.
Yep.
They're without him, and you just get it handed to you every which way but loose.
Yep.
Yesterday. There's got to be some part of you at, what, 34 years old that says, damn, they're better.
Oh, I think you had.
Damn,
yes.
they're better. And the only way we're going to win this thing is to our point about the championship DNA that's going to pull us through. I'm going to have to. But that's the point, is that you can recognize that. That's happening in this series. I think it's why you're getting the reactions you're getting from. He knew he had a cushion. So let me challenge these young guys, see how they're going to perform. Man, they sure answered you. Like I said, I bet you he won't say anything. They win game six about going back to Memphis and whooping that trick, because then you're not going to play anymore.
Look. The Grizzlies have not had their regular starting lineup for a single game in this series. And
damn, is that true?
Yeah, it's because Stephen Adams was not available.
And Ja's out now. You're right. I hadn't looked at it that
so,
way. You're right.
The reality of the situation
and you've
is
you've outplayed them for the majority of the
season.
If
they did,
that's crazy.
Then we would not even be having this conversation,
and
most likely.
They know it, and that's why Kerr's been so damn adamant about his stuff and all that. So that's what I'm saying, man. And whether it happens now or later, it's going to happen.
But damn.
Because they're better. The Grizzlies are better.
Mike Brown putting some nastiness on some tape.
Can I give my take on the whole top Memphis sports
yeah,
thing
sure.
of all time?
Absolutely. Please do.
So, you know, I totally get what you're saying, Jason, and I totally get what you're saying, John. I think right now you could definitely put it in there, because for me, it was more about what happened. It's more the ripple effect of that game.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it felt like it was the first time the NBA and nationally whoop that trick has been embraced by everyone. Let's make no bones about it. Mm-hmm. In the first round, they were actively trying to get away from whip that trick. All the TNT team, ESPN, they would cut away from the game as soon as fans started chanting
right?
whip that trick. It feels like that this is almost an acceptance of, hey, Memphis is going to be here for the long run. We better get with this branding. And it felt like an arrival last night. And also, it's been odd because I feel like this weird storyline has started. I don't know if the Warriors are trying to do it or what. They're trying to act like that they gave up. I hate that.
Again, that goes back to trying to act like you're not threatened.
With 7 minutes, like, y'all got beat 42-17 in the third quarter.
You
realize
that you were not coming back.
You got your ass kicked. Y'all did that. This
yeah.
was not the bench.
Yeah.
That's not why they got up 50. They got up 50 because they whooped your ass from go. And it's been just a weird narrative. So, for me, I'm okay with it being up there because it felt like everyone embraced Memphis for the first real time, and they were like, okay, this team is going to be here. It's like I told you, Scott Van Pelt, he talked about, you know, he did a whole thing about how Memphis is its own nation.
Right.
And hearing podcasts talk about there's only one city in the world will whoop that trick and be pulled off. I think that's special. So the game may be forgotten if they don't win the series, but I think the moment matters.
See,
because like the Mass game, they lost that series. But we remember that game because of what it meant to the city.
Right.
Because it was like an arrival of that G&G team. We thought, okay, we might be able to win something with this team.
Right.
So that I think it matters in that sense.
I think I love what you said. And maybe if I'd seen Van Pelt, maybe I'd feel – here's my counter to what you said. I watched Barkley afterwards. I watched them put it behind – first they said, do we got to talk about this? Right, because to them, at least, and again, it's just one show, but I heard some of it with Scal just now.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it was, man, Golden State just had a night where they decided they were going to quit.
Right.
Right, these Grizzlies had a good one back at home, but we know what's all going to happen. And it wasn't so much that recognition, to your point, that, man, this is the bigger, stronger, faster team, and eventually, you know, look at what they've done without Ja Morant. Eventually, they're going to be the ones. I didn't feel that sort of national recognition. You're right, here we know it. But here's the thing. Nationally, it felt like clearly this year folks have come on board. They see it. Grizz are the next big thing. But now that we've gotten to this point in the series, it feels like the Barclays of the world and everything else that want to say that.
They don't think the Grizz can win on Friday.
100%.
That's why.
And they're dismissive of it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a moment of arrival that, for me,
right.
nationally, the way it should have been.
Yes.
right? I thought, again, Van Pelt gave us the love, all right. That. That's great.
Yes.
But I thought from Barkley and them, they were so dismissive of the effort and of the team that the Grizzlies had put together.
Well, look.
Of why it was happening as opposed to, man, that was more of just Golden State letting, you know,
right.
saying, oh, they'll just go handle business in game six.
It's
the
odd.
Story was about Golden State.
It's almost like if they won by 15 or 20, they would have gotten
you
more respect.
More respect.
It's very weird. Well, and it's like, no, they folded.
Golden State,
because like they got no out. Love on TNT we, for the performance.
Yeah, you
it
punched
was more
them
about
in the
Golden
mouth
State
15
just kinda,
times.
And I And I'll hold my hand up. I was open to that after game four. I was like, and we were talking about that. The Warriors were playing around. They didn't take the Grizzlies seriously. But now we have two games of this, right? Now we have two games on paper of who the Warriors have been since Ja Morant was out of the lineup.
Right.
And you can't tell me that they didn't care last night or that they didn't want to win that game. It's just, it's
Man,
just not true.
Man, Clay told you they did.
It's just not.
He snitched.
The TNT crew thinks what happened last night was simply a delaying of the inevitable.
Thank you.
Right? That's
yes,
what they think.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't think that. I don't think the Warriors think that.
They do not.
I don't think the Warriors believe that.
And to me, maybe back to your point about, you know, one of the all-time, maybe for me, that's why I'm a little, you know, because it kind of adds to, look at little Memphis thinking a game, you know, a game five win in a series that they're about to go lose, thinking it's a big moment. It's, you know, because, again, I got a lot of that national take that I didn't like last night. So it kind of, you know, impacted sort of how I felt about
yours.
No,
I get it.
But you see why.
No, I definitely understand it.
Again, if I'd seen Van Pelt or something, I might feel a different way. But I didn't think the Grizzlies got the credit they deserved.
Well, they rarely do, right? I mean.
Well, this year they have, though, right?
With Ja.
Like, there's been a coming
with
around.
Ja. Yeah. Not necessarily.
No, you're right. You're right.
I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't even, like, watching. You know, like, they were probably, like, glancing at it without Ja Morant. They probably thought the Warriors were going to come in here and just close it out. If the Warriors have an effort, we're going to see it on Friday. But I lean more toward they don't. I lean more toward they just are what they are at this point. And if the Grizzlies stick to what they do and continue to get the ball to Jaren and Dylan and Desmond make shots,
and Steven
they
Adams
can win the game.
Continue to rebound.
Attack
to play
the paint.
Steven Adams. Control the paint.
They dominated.
Yes,
I mean, it's no shock to
That's
me.
That's your advantage.
It is no shock to me that in the game that Steven Adams played his most minutes, the Grizzlies destroyed the rebounding battle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just that's looming so large. You know, the Grizzlies have found out because of Ja's injury how to play without him. You know, how are the Warriors going to adjust, though? And I don't know if I do think Otto Porter is a big loss
That's
for
what
them.
I'm saying. They're losing buttons to push. They're losing options and adjustments to make,
so
literally by the game.
Like, the Warriors are backpedaling into this game six. Now, once the ball is tipped, none of that matters. But, again, we talked about this in the open. It feels like the Warriors have given the Grizzlies a very dangerous weapon, and that is belief. And this is a team that's believed all year long, and that's not going to stop on Friday. And so if they get down 8-10, they're not going to fold. You're going to have to take it from the Grizzlies. They are not going to give it to you. And that will not change on Friday.
I would continue just try to push them around. Like, it doesn't, you know, your fouls don't matter, anything else. I mean, you're playing with house money at this point. Let's be real. The rest of the country's going to have you already, you know, losing this game.
Yeah.
Just go out there and be as physical as possible. I just do that. Hit him in the mouth again. Do what you did to Poole in that game. Push him into screens.
Yeah.
Make those officials make those calls. But play your game.
Absolutely.
You know, going out rather than trying to do something else.
Now the one thing that we have not heard you address, and I think the people want to hear it, is just yet another brilliant performance from Tyus. Was it not?
You should be about ready to cry.
Well, I have been, and you want to bring in a rookie point guard who cannot do those things.
The last two games, he's played himself on out of here, hasn't he? He has earned.
And you're going to help him pack.
He's added to what he will get in the open market these last two games, has he not?
That's the unfortunate trade-off.
Man, you got Bobby Marks out there saying he's going to go past that mid, for you mid-level folks hoping to give it.
I'm going to tell you this. If Bobby Marks sends one more tweet about Tyus Jones, I'm going to have some people call him. He's gonna get sent.
He comes
for
on your show.
Yeah,
and he will tell it to your face.
Like, if I see one more tweet about the money that Ty's gonna get in the open market,
Ty's gonna get
sent for
60 for 4.
It's a trade. Like,
15.
Talking about Jalen Brunson. Talk about Tyus.
I'll tell you this though. I would trade Tyus Jones in free agency for a win in this series. Right.
I think for, that
your game, for your big game five win, you trade right his
no,
life for
the win
game.
In the series. For winning
the
series.
Oh, you see, okay. I didn't hear that. You're right. You're saying
you would
series,
have to have Tyus be amazing to win the series, right, for the next two games.
You have to.
So I'm saying I will sacrifice Tyus as a Grizzly because he's going to get paid.
Wow. That's big on your part.
If we win the series.
So the Nick Foles. We want a Nick Foles run from Tyus here.
He's
take
it
as
to you.
Far as you can and go
he's
get paid.
He's giving it to you.
Well, you're right. Nick
Foles stinks.
Because
no, I know. I was just using like.
Because what are the hopes for Ja if you get past this series? Is it still slim to none?
It's all very
the playoffs. So it would have to be, yes, it'd be like Nick Foles taking you all the way.
Which he can,
Tyus taking us all the way to.
Tyus can.
Hoisting up the title trophy.
Yeah. I mean.
How much would he make then? How much would he command then?
I think he would probably get $112 million on the open market.
I mean,
as you say,
probably
super
as much
max.
As Jaren's getting, honestly.
It's you know, somebody, that coach who called me yesterday, he said Jaren's playing like he hasn't gotten paid yet.
Jaren was unbelievable last night.
It was a total reset for him this series.
It was.
You look around, there ain't nobody bigger than you. It has to be for your confidence and everything else.
Yeah.
You know? Now, and again, the guy that you're playing that's the most experienced, Draymond, hell, you know all his tricks. Y'all Michigan State fam, you've been going against that for years.
Will you miss Tyus when he's gone? Because I just don't get I'm not feeling the love, man.
For Tyus?
Like, you hear the way Jason thinks you can just bring in, the backup point guard for Loyola, and this is going to do the same thing.
You know, at one point, man, like, you know, John Paxson. Yeah. He wasn't there for all six. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he was there for what, three?
Yeah, I think John was there for three.
I'd like Tyus to be there for three.
Everybody don't be on the bus. That you start with on the bus, they're not there for the destination.
Right. But
they're just a part of the trip.
The trip started, as they say,
that's the best part.
This is like a great show.
So remember him fondly.
Where one of the main characters that are like great gets written out in the first season. That just seems ridiculous.
He helped raise up Ja.
Yep.
He gave you...
memories.
The greatest win in Memphis sports history last night in game
Certainly,
five.
It might be the most fun.
We've never seen anything like it.
It might be the most fun.
Thank you, Tyus.
No, 55.
Remember what he gave us.
I will. Will you?
Before you allow him to fly. Before you allow that
dog right
to fly and go earn as much as he can.
Is he flying right now?
He deserves it.
He's flying right now.
He also put the knife into the Timberwolves' back, too.
Yes, he did.
In his home city.
Listen, if you want to bring
amazing.
Bring him back on a 1 year. Bring him back on a 1 year, something that's friendly for everybody.
I saw somebody tweeting about that.
Hey, I like the option.
Because the salary cap going up.
Right, and it gives Tyus some flexibility, right? He gets back. Any chance
he does that?
I would love it. I would love it. Maybe there's a way you can work that out. But my guess is, again, going back to what he's done the last two games, he would be leaving some money on the table. I know there are people that still
don't. That's okay, though, if it's just a 1 year deal.
I would say, Harrington's sticking to his story. I bet Scal would have, too, if we had asked him, that market's not going to be there. I think it is. I think it's going to be more than what the proper number is for the Grizzlies to retain him.
Well, Brunson is rumored to be getting around 80.
Well, he's on the other end of this. Right. He's going to be the most coveted one out
almost,
there.
Like, go after him. Like, go get
him. But see, everybody will want
him.
And then it will be the team that doesn't get
him.
That's who we're talking about here as the one that's going to go after Tyus, the one that didn't get Brunson.
And I like Brunson. I'd be careful, though. I'd be careful with giving him too much money because he plays next to Luka, and that matters. I mean, I think the fit for him is going to matter in terms of what you're going to get from him.
I don't know, man. I just see him, and I see it like a Van Fleet. His will. There's the chip on the shoulder. It's real.
He's
got to
play
with the right guy.
And
that's a guy I see adding to his game every offseason. Yeah. Like I got no problems with Brunson getting the money.
He's sticky icky. I mean, he's no doubt. He's great. But I do think the fit matters anyway.
Congrats to Zach Kleiman too.
Connor, I hope you weren't expecting a Tyus Jones tribute on the show today.
I love Tyus Jones. Because I remember when he first got traded for, people were like, they sent picks, and I was like, it's Tyus Jones.
He's the best turnover ratio in the league.
Like this man, like when he comes in, he just stabilizes everything.
He does.
He allows it just to keep going.
Yeah, no, and look,
he deserves to earn.
He plays a different style of Ja, and I do think the Warriors are having a hard time adjusting to that on the fly, especially with Mike Brown. Mike Brown's just having a tough series.
Y'all get off that main back. He 12-1 as their interim coach. This is the first game he's ever lost as their interim coach.
I know, but their first two games with him as coach, he looked like doo-doo.
He should be 11-2.
Yes.
What was that roster, though, for the first 10?
Right. I mean, it's like Kevin Durant.
Hey, now.
They was there.
About that to get
was
fired on his day off.
Why was he? Why was there so many games? Like Steve Kerr had.
Yeah, Kerr had the thing where
back
he was
surgery or something.
Yeah. He filled in for him.
Gotcha.
On the run in 2017.
Oh, so he had Kevin Durant.
Yes, that's, Connor's right. You know, Connor hit on it. That, I mean, it was his team that won him. I'm just saying, y'all dogging it. You're going to make Sacramento fire him before he even gets down there. Let the brother have a chance. He could be the next one.
He's going to go from Steph Curry to De'Aaron Fox.
I know he's already failed once. He's going to be better.
Somebody tweeted that he's getting a taste of what life going to be like with the Kings being down 27 at the half.
Oh, he'll be gone in 3 years. You just can't turn that thing around. Didn't you say that's the worst run organization in sports? Didn't I hear you say that the other day?
It's true. You can make the argument for sure, 100%. Absolutely. I mean, they traded away Tyrese Haliburton for a Domantas Sabonis who doesn't fit on their team and who needs a ton of money. Like, what are we doing?
No, he'll put up double doubles, though.
Yeah, congratulations. Sweet. Awesome.
He'll put up double doubles. Anyway, Grizzlies get a ho-hum victory over the Golden State Warriors. Series now 3-2, going back to Golden State. Catch that game right here on 99 FM ESPN tomorrow.
Next story.
All right, before we take calls, and we will take calls, big news in the world of Memphis football. They have plans for a $150 to $200 million renovation to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, they announced this morning. They're going to transform the west side of the stadium. It's going to include premium seating options, a new hospitality experience in the hollow space around the stadium, family boxes, party deck patios, and then repurposing the east side suite tower. We talked about this last July because I got the story that they were going to do this. They were going to pursue, though the price tag was not $150 to $200 million. At that time, they were just starting at $50. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they had greater ambitions, but that was the number that they were going to start at. But you see the renderings for this thing, and, I mean, it does look great. It's still the Liberty Bowl, right? But it looks great.
It's Liberty Stadium.
Sorry. You're gonna have to
right. It's a new era.
It's going to take some time for that one,
and it's
bro.
Totally understandable.
You know?
But my point is it's reflective. You said it looks like a new place. We may as well it look proper and suitable enough to have a new name because it does. I got to say, it looks fantastic.
It does. The renderings, at least.
And I know some, and I've seen the reactions on Twitter, those that were hell-bent on having that on-campus stadium. It doesn't matter what the thing is going to look like. They were going to do the barf emojis or the, ooh, you know, when are we ever going to have what we're supposed to. Set that to the side. You were stuck between a rock and a hard place. You're the city's only tenant. They're not letting you out of there. They got and nor do they have any interest in wanting to let you out of there, frankly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In terms of building. Then with the state and trying to get help from them, forget, when have you ever gotten help from them? So to use that as sort of the rallying cry to go out again like you do to your own folks and get $150 to $200 million, John, it's fantastic. It's huge in terms of where you're trying to get to, right? And the perception that you are growing and you've got the resources. Again, this is all about the bigger picture here is trying to get to that bigger conference. You got to show that you got the facilities and the resources, right, to warrant the move. And so just looking at the artist renderings of this thing,
yep.
It looks beautiful.
It
I'll
does.
Be honest with you.
It does.
It doesn't look like the – I'll be real. It doesn't look like the old Liberty Bowl. It reminds me of sort of – and a lot of people in Chicago, you know, they still don't like it. But that update of Soldier Field, it makes it feel like a different place. It looked to me like in many areas of this new stadium, it will feel like a different building.
Yes, it looks sleeker. You
absolutely.
Know? It looks sleeker, more modern.
Reminds me of the freaking concourse at the airport. Again, for me, I've only seen renderings. You guys have already seen that. My wife is raving about it, how it's 2022. Mm-hmm. That's what these renderings look like. It looks like Liberty Stadium 2022. And you got to remember, as a part of Liberty Park, and Veach talked about this, you're going to have that huge multi-sport facility over at Liberty Park across from this thing. It's just going to be a good look for that area of town. I'd put it this way. Those folks that donated and were a part of this, because Memphis has always had to go back to its own people, right, to move forward. Man, a salute to you, because this thing looks top class here.
Yes.
Top drawer.
And again, it's the message it sends, right?
100% to the Big 12. Or anybody
or
else.
Or whoever.
Yeah. Wherever it's going to be, whoever. Big conference. That's who it sends the message to. Big
right.
conference. I mean, send it to the damn SEC if it, whatever, whoever.
USFL,
somebody take us.
You know.
Get us out of this CUSA 2.0.
So, yeah, I mean, think about it, you know, in Jason's world.
why do you always take this back
I'm
to
just
me?
Saying,
what are you talking
LeBron
about?
LeBron going to be playing for the Grizz next season and the Tigers going to be in the SEC.
Listen, I'm trying to get ZZ Kleiman to listen to me. He won't pick up the phone.
Just draft Bronny, and then you'll
You got ambition, though,
Now, hold on. Okay, so we ran this by Bennett, And I actually think I got Bennett on board.
Well, yeah, it's not hard to get Bennett on board,
because, but again, y'all do this whole thing, Bron ain't coming to Memphis, so stop, because it's silly. LeBron is not going to win another title with L.A., right?
Probably not.
No, they can't move off those kind. They can't do anything.
That's why I said probably.
Well, hey, will LeBron greenlight a trade to the Grizzlies?
Why do you take it to the end before I can convince him of every reason?
This is what you do, though. This is what you
do. Let's just cut to the chase.
Doesn't it just sound silly, Connor?
Just kill it before the guy even explains it.
That's what you do, though.
Hey, I will turn off your microphones. All right, here's what we're going to do. Draft Bronny, and then you get LeBron. You don't got to trade for him. Boom, done.
I don't want to trade. I don't want to draft Bronny.
He's only got one more year on the contract.
I would take him.
And so that's a part of it. But yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, but it'd be fun.
Dude, I continue to can you see Ja, Bane? Let's just go with Bron at the three for now. Eventually be Zaire once Bron is too old to play. Jaren, Steven Adams.
Yeah,
it's like
no,
one
it's
of the favorites
of
to win the title, John.
That would be an all-time Memphis sports moment.
Zaire going to learn from Bron before he takes over at the three. And again, imagine the small ball lineups when we shift Jaren over to the five and put LeBron at the four.
He's coming off an MVP-level season last year.
If he wants to win a title, he's got a better chance with that team here in Memphis than he does with L.A. next year.
You dropping shrooms in your morning coffee, man.
Brother.
That sounds like a moment of clarity only shrooms can provide.
Were y'all saying that about Stephen A., that he was on shrooms 2 weeks ago when he said LeBron should trade himself, LeBron. The Lakers should trade LeBron.
Did you see what Bill Plaschke said yesterday? So Phil Jackson's part of the Brain Trust.
Oh, I saw Plaschke had the interview with Jeannie Buss that everybody's talking about. So yes, what did Plaschke say about his interview?
So Phil Jackson apparently told Jeannie, "Hey, trade LeBron and keep Westbrook."
So he's the one on shrooms.
Because, yes, he is technically.
No one is going to take Westbrook. People will take LeBron.
Well, no.
Somebody close could take LeBron.
LeBron's still one of the greatest players.
Westbrook's a mess. Making $44 or $45 million.
Who would you send, though? I love, you know how I feel about LeBron.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
I'm ready for this question.
Who are you sending in the trade?
Get ready.
Because
I want to make sure I got everybody.
He thinks he's going to say Melton,
I'm coming through the glass. I'm just kidding. But
you still coming through the glass after these playoffs?
Hey, you saw the game last night. He was hooping last night. He hit those.
We don't talk about four of 11. We talk about those two for threes. It's a big package, so I got to make sure I got everything. They're taking Dylan Brooks. I'm sorry, Connor, but De'Anthony Melton is a part of this package.
You're taking both my islands, man.
So is Brandon Clark, because they want young players. They got to get something back. And so are two first-round draft picks that you got this year. You're giving them all that because you're telling them, here is your way back. Here is the young players and the picks that are going to get you guys back. Guys, that rebuild for the Lakers, it's massive. It's going to take a long time. So what they need, because they've depleted all of them with the Westbrook trade and AD2 going back, are assets. And so that is what you're throwing at them. And the Dylan Brooks thing, essentially, again, you're going to have to find the players to make the money work. So it might not be that. But with Dylan Brooks, you tell yourself, if you're the Lakers, okay, if we like what we see, right, we pay him. If we don't, we got the money to use in free agency elsewhere. Dude, this is the way.
I mean, it's a way to a championship next year.
The money doesn't work,
though, right?
I
think it's unlikely, but I don't hate it.
Does the money work?
Dylan Brandon, probably not. Dylan Brandon, DeAnthony. That money's not going to be enough alone. No. So we're gonna have to do something else to make the money work.
Yeah, the aggregate outgoing salaries are greater than $19.6 million. Therefore, they can only accept incoming aggregate salaries that don't exceed 125% plus $100,000 of the aggregate. Cut $11 million from the Grizzlies' incoming trade value. So, I mean, it's just we can't get there.
Cut $11
million. From LeBron, like from the $41 million over two.
Yeah.
I guess my only
counter. Again, the reason it's
like,
not going to happen because LeBron wasn't signed because he's only got one more year, and he's told Jeannie Buss we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
the chemistry aspect would just worry me.
The chemistry?
Yeah. You're getting rid of Dylan, who's like the dog.
Yeah, but Jaren's the leader of your defense, though.
He is.
Give me that right.
He is, but okay. He loves Brandon. He loves Brandon, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. I mean, no, I see both sides of it.
Right.
I love Dylan, but like I talked about him this week. Like, there is going to be a moment with this team where Dylan probably doesn't necessarily make as much sense because the rise of Zaire, the rise of Bane.
Absolutely.
They're going to need to. It's kind of what happened with Jonas. It's like.
The timelines don't match.
It's just Jonas was necessary for the Grizzlies for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then they got to the point where, Jaren needs more shots now, so we got to move off of you. Boom. And I think that's probably what's going to happen with Dylan, unless he wants to be the sixth man. But I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I think it's unlikely, but it would be fun.
Let me tell you this. You know how Westbrook's got to have the ball in his hands to be doing anything, to be effective for them, period.
Could you imagine Westbrook and Dillon on the same team?
With Ja, just talking about chemistry and Ja and LeBron, it's perfect because LeBron needs time off to preserve, to continue these years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He needs a guy that can take over in that instance and a guy who, when he's not, can still affect the game, and Ja has shown he can do that. He's no Westbrook in terms of the decision-making and everything else. It's not going to happen, again, but LeBron is that perfect 3-4 that, boy, man, would fit so beautifully.
I mean, I would cry so if he ended up in Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be amazing. I mean, that would be an all-time Memphis sports
moment. The whole premise is based on LeBron is 37. He's got four titles. He wants to win a couple more, at least one more before he goes out. He's got a better chance to do it here with this nucleus, or at least most of what's left after we made the deal, than he would with L.A. They are not close out there.
No,
he's going to have to leave.
No,
if he's
the logic
win another
is
title.
Good. The logic makes sense.
He will not win another title in L.A. Period. But what it's going to be is he's going to spend one more year out there. That contract is up. Then he's going to decide as a free agent where he's going. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Be great, though, if you could make the move.
Rob Fisher's going to join us at 1:05. Playoffs are rolling on again. We've been saying it, man. You got to get back in the gym if you're Stephen Clay after these performances they've been putting up, man. They were 0-15 to start in game four. Didn't look good at all last night. Get in the gym. That's what got you there, right? When you're in the NBA, working hard, finding that edge is a big part of how you get there. Same technology that those guys use is available right here in Memphis. It's called Shoot 360. Your young one's going to love it. Take them out there. They love basketball, want to get more serious about basketball. This can help them do that, enhance their skills, measure their depth of the jumper, the arc, the directional passing drills, dribbling drills. All of it's out there. It's like a basketball haven. Shoot 360 here in Memphis.
Yep, and they make it super affordable, too. I've used the comparison. I pay $130 a month, $130 bucks a month for my kids' 8 martial arts classes a month. Now, that's 1 hour. For $130 a month, it's a 12-month commitment at Shoot 360. You get unlimited access. You can have your kid out there all day long. Imagine how much better they are getting. Imagine how much fun they're having. It's a fantastic deal. And again, if it's just about your kid having some fun playing basketball because that's their passion, they can do that as well. They've even got 8-foot goals for the kids. But again, if you're serious and if your child is serious, boy or girl, about getting better, there is no better place in Memphis to be. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future's right now at Shoot 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let It Fly Sports Bar is your headquarters for all your favorite games with all your favorite food and drinks. Let It Fly Sports Bar is providing you with a unique dining experience while giving access to tons of sports channels in HD. It's founded by Mike Miller, former standout, rookie of the year, sixth man of the year for the Memphis Grizzlies. Let It Fly captures the energy of what Memphis sports is all about. Let It Fly Sports Bar, they're located at 9091 Poplar in Germantown. Check out the great menu and more at letitflymemphis.com.
Bartlett Small Engines is the Mid-South's premier outdoor power equipment store when it comes to mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, chainsaws, safety equipment, accessories, parts, service, and more. They're your go-to spot, serving both commercial and residential customers through the tri-state area since 1970. They're a full-service power equipment dealer, and they offer expert service on almost all brands, not just the ones they carry. Located at 6780 Summer Avenue, call 386-9779 or visit BartlettSmallEngines.com. That's BartlettSmallEngines.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Wing Guru has big news. 21 flavors of Lip Smackin' Goodness is now available at the new Summer Avenue Food Hub. Midtowners and downtowners, we're now serving you. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or delivered by Grubhub, DoorDash, or Uber. The Wing Guru.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
When Bluebell takes milk chocolate ice cream and loads it with chocolate-coated peanut butter cups and peanut butter cookie dough pieces, you get chocolate peanut butter overload. Better by a country smile.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Marion Marketplace in Marion, Arkansas, and Reed's Piggly Wiggly Supermarkets in North Mississippi.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 mpg highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483-548, MSRP 21435, Soul, N78-33273, MSRP 21140, Sorento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
Want to lose money in real estate? Try selling your own home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Benstorff Realtors, also known as Mr. Three Putt or the worst golfer in town. I've had numerous clients think they could sell their own home and eventually called me. To me, it's not a for sale by owner, it's a for sale by donor. When we went to the closing table and made more money than they ever thought they could make and not have to worry about letting unqualified strangers into their home, they couldn't have been happier to let someone else handle the transaction from start to finish. So if you want to watch someone play golf poorly, call me. And if you want to sell your home, remember to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers, but please include me. I have a highly successful strategic marketing program. And find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Thank you.
Today's Perks deal will make you shout, Oppa! Get admission and a meal ticket to the Memphis Greek Festival for only $10. Enjoy authentic Greek dining, drinking, and dancing. May 20th and 21st at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
Another one.
Sit up, never lack, you know it's put you pack it with the automatics. We gon' set up tatted.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Shake it, shake it, shake it. She like the way that I dance.
She like the way that I move. She like the way that I rock. She like the way that I woo. And she let it clap for.
She let it clap for.
And she throw it.
Our man Chris McCulley of McCulley Roofing and Renovation sent me a text last night. He said, "You better not miss another pregame speech or I'm beating that ass."
Well, and he could, too, beat your ass.
And he could.
Big dude.
And he put in all caps, "I promise you that." Well, I can promise y'all this. If you got roof damage, storm damage, roof doesn't look like it's supposed to look, and you know when something looks off, he is the man to call for the job. I called him 3 years ago when I needed a new roof, had some water in my house. He came out same day. I got a brand new roof, no out-of-pocket cost to me. Super easy experience. It'll be the same for you. Reach out to him. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
Man got arms the size of tree trunks. And what they'll do is they'll push up and take all that stress off your shoulders and all that worry and concern. They'll push it right off of you like you did for John. Right, a couple of years ago with that roof, and like he'll do for you if that's the issue at hand, if you need a new roof. He'll take all the stress out of it. 487-7096. But it's not just roofs, is it? It's renovations as well. You want to build out that patio, put an entertainment center back there. And you want to build out that upstairs. Chris McCulley, the guy you're going to want to call. So lock it in, 487-7096. Again, 487-7096. That's McCulley Roofing and Renovations. You can thank us later. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most, and you'll love the five-star reviews you see on them on Facebook. Give them a call. Get in that number, 487-7096, McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Rob Fisher is going to join us at 105. Looking forward to catching up with him and talking about that win last night. And now you're in a situation where you're down 3-2 in a series where you feel like you played them very, very close, if not even better than them. And, you know, we said this, you know, even going into yesterday that, and we don't know, maybe the Grizzlies pull this off. Like, I'm open to that in a way that I was not open to that.
For sure.
You know, at various times.
Yeah.
I mean, I did pick Warriors in 7. I believe you said Warriors in 6.
Yeah. I don't want to be right, but there's a good chance I will be, isn't there?
Yes, there is. They're 8.5-point favorites.
I was right on Grizzlies in 6 over Minnesota.
You're the Grizz whisperer over here, man.
Thanks for the acknowledgement.
But you have to say though.
I want to be wrong.
You feel like
because I feel different.
There's a better chance you could be wrong.
Again, you're not just talking about miracles or hoping they play right. You need every player on the Grizzlies team to play their best game to do this. You have a clear and decided advantage inside. That again, when you've gone to it. It's been there for you. And now with Steven Adams back and healthy and showing you what he can do, Jaren, more importantly, knowing too. Jaren realizes it too. It's why we saw him post up to start that game. He gets it. You've got an advantage in there. And that's the reason you can believe more, right, than you did maybe early in the series and certainly me at the beginning of the series is because that advantage that we'd hope would be the case that you could push the reset button for Steven Adams in this series and really take advantage of it, it's there to be taken. And whether Golden State's shots are dropping or not in Game 6, you can still dominate them inside. And so what that can do, John, is give you a situation on the road where you are in the game, where you've got a chance. And that's all you want to do in these situations now, and especially against a team with the championship DNA of Golden State, is give yourself a chance. I think that inside advantage gives us every reason to believe that the Grizzlies will do that. Give themselves a chance.
It's one of the things that was just blatantly obvious after the first game when the Grizzlies lost by a point. In Game 4, the Warriors had just 10 offensive rebounds. Compare that to 16 in Game 1. I mean, that 6 makes a big difference because with the Warriors, that could be 12 to 18 points, right?
They were beating you on second-chance points, and it was the difference in some of these games, that Clay 3. That last night, I believe, John, I don't know if you had pulled, but last night's 4. I think it ended up out-rebounding them 16-4 on the offensive glass. You dominated them. When you take chances from Golden State like that, you take shots and possessions away from them by limiting them to 1. Dude, that's the way. The formula is there.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of like we said about, you know, taking this over to, you know, cross sports, the Tigers having the formula to beat Houston, right?
Yep.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to beat them, but that Penny had the formula. That's Memphis has the formula to beat the Golden State Warriors.
They do.
There's no question about it. And that's a reason I think that we can feel a lot better about their chances looking ahead to, you know, how you feel about winning the series. Again, I know nationally nobody's giving them much of a chance, and why would you? Again, you're looking at a 3-1 deficit you're trying to hole, you're trying to climb out of. But there's every reason to believe that this team that showed you all year long, when you doubt them or say, nah, this is where it's going to end, they usually prove you wrong. Oh, man, it's reason to feel good going into Friday, going into tomorrow.
Stephen Adams had the exact impact that we thought he would have, right?
So Taylor Jenkins should have gone to him earlier.
Double-digit rebounds in both games he started.
In game four.
I mean,
should have gone back to him, I should say.
That's pretty self-explanatory, you know? And you just, again, I hope the Grizzlies are able to push this to a game seven, because, like, one game elimination in Memphis, you know what I mean? That's just going to be an absolute all-out
war. Oh, anything can happen there, yeah. what do you think the line would be in that game if Memphis won this one as a, 8.5-point underdog out there?
If they win it.
What would the line – well, they're not going to be one if they don't win it. What would the line be like for that game seven, in your opinion?
Right.
There would put a little common sense on you.
There wouldn't be
a
game seven unless they win game six. It would be a game six is a must-win game for the Grizzlies.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. You're starting to figure it out here. What do you think the line would be in that game seven?
Because it was four – yesterday, right?
It went from 2.5 to 4 after the Ja news, right?
I would say the Grizzlies probably open as a 1-point dog. Yeah. I mean,
I think Ja was playing, they'd be favored.
Yes.
And that's the way Vegas would probably look at it, the way this series has played out.
Yeah.
Because they got to feel a different way about the Grizzlies without Ja Morant after what Vegas has seen the last two games.
I mean, I don't think you can.
If you added a win as an underdog in game six.
The Grizzlies opened as 2.5-point underdogs, to your point. Now, the money came in after Ja Morant was announced out.
Because the money that changed it up.
You know, but still, though, you can't make the Warriors a multiple-point favorite after if they lose two in a row in this series going back to Memphis. And it was a friggin' 15-second lead in game four. You can't. Now, you're not going to get any Grizzlies money, but that's all right. That's fine because Grizzlies are going to win the game. So you're gonna get all that Warriors money's gonna hit. So that's all sports books are ever trying to do is just balance it out, right? They're just trying to reduce their liabilities, and so you want to entertain some action. Sometimes there's nothing that you can't make a number high enough, right? Like the public's gonna be very heavy on Phoenix tonight because they're just short favorites, -2, and they think they can beat the most people are gonna. So there's nothing that because if you make the number 5.5. 6.5, well, guess what? Then everybody's going to hit the Mavs.
Right.
So it's just one of those things where it's like sometimes you just can't do much. But, yeah, I feel like if you get to a game seven, 1 point, 1.5 points.
Now, let me ask you this. Connor, you may have seen this because you're league pass. Do we know on Kerr yet for tomorrow?
I do not know.
There's been no reporting about him.
I don't
know.
Just in terms of his availability for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's been nothing.
But they left him behind. He's probably, Stephen Adams got out. You would think at some point, Kerr's going to get out too, right? But it does feel, when did it come down?
He was wearing a mask.
Game four.
On Saturday. The last game that he coached, he was wearing a mask. And I remember thinking, like, why is he wearing a mask?
Because he had not.
Right.
To your point. That's why it stuck out.
Right.
Because I will say I'd love to have Mike Brown back out there as much as I think you give him a little bit too hard of a time. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see him back out there again tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Kerr's voice.
All right, we will come back. Rob Fisher's going to join us. We'll talk to him about just being the building for that. The moment, the scene.
We didn't talk about Ja saying Grizz in 7.
Ja saying Grizz in 7. Yep. Hulu has live TV. We'll get into all that with Rob Fisher when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Kathy, is it true State Farm turns 100 this year?
June 7th.
Ooh, my birthday. So I still get the Steve Connolly rate?
You know it's not the Steve Connolly rate. State Farm has surprisingly great rates for everybody to fit their budget.
Mm. Hey, for your great rate, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, 901-767-7744.
I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
We buy any car.
Looking
for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say it's not the family business, but you might be working for a nephew? Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
I don't know about y'all, man, but I am fired up after that game last night. I got all this pent-up excitement, all this pent-up stress I want to get out, because it is stressful, right? Even though it was a 55-point lead at one point, playoff basketball is, at various times, very stressful. Good way to do that and also get in shape for the summer that's coming is to box. Do it at Bots Boxing Fitness right here in Memphis. It's run by my man Kevin Botwinick, and it is world-class stuff. Boxing is a great way to get in shape, man, because you just don't get bored of it. It's fun. You have a good time. You sweat. You get that good cardio in. And it can help you hit more home runs. It can lower your golf handicap. You can have more energy for when you're at work. Boxing is a great way to get in shape and have fun doing it. They're located at 7859 Highway 64 inside Memphis Judo and Jiu-Jitsu. You can give them a call. 901-590-2492. Private classes, group classes, all a blast. Go get in shape. Bots Boxing Fitness, Memphis.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Ted, wake up.
What? You look exactly like me.
I am you, Ted, from the future. You need to call Progressive.
What? Why?
Well, they have 24/7 protection when you bundle your home and auto. And my teleportation cube just smashed into your car.
Wait, you crashed into my car?
Technically, it's our car.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Everyone knows that Nature Valley Crunchy Bars are, well, crunchy. What they don't know is that they're also packed with 16 grams of whole grains, ready to help you get out there. Nature Valley, for every adventure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.